Thank you for coming to my website. This is PJ, Pastor John Coleman. JohnEColeman.org started in the year of 2002. That's when I first began to put this website together. My purpose of putting it together was to put forth the idea that I've had on the website, which says that it is the biblical alternative, because I've been saying, and I began to say in the early 90s, that Christianity, the way it is being taught in this country, is perverted, and that eventually it would collapse and fall apart, and it has. No, I know what the Bible says. Jesus says that the gates of hell would not prevail against his church, but my ministry, the ministry that God has had me involved in, has been to instruct the church as to how God is feeling pertaining his remnant, and how his remnant is supposedly subjecting themselves to his cause and his name. I can't do it when I'm associated with church people. I can't do it. So I'm disassociating myself further. Please don't get me wrong. I think that the house church movement is a good movement if you can see growth in the people. I just had a pastor tell me, John, you sound discouraged. I'm not discouraged. I just don't. I don't want to put up with church folk anymore. To any degree. Now, I thought that I'd make a webcast out of this because that's the only way. I mean, I don't do well by writing letters. It is not one thing, it is not two things, it is not three things that has caused me to come to this decision. It's a conglomerate of things that keep happening to me and in my life right now, which I'm not going to get into, that is problematic. Either I am attracting something that makes these things happen to me, or... But anyway, I, as a professional man, as a degreed man, as a man with 3 college degrees earned, do not have to put up with the foolishness that I'm putting up with when I look at the church in general. So I'm just trusting in God and everything. You know what? This is weird because I sound a little bit like J. Vernon McGee. I don't even know how I'm going to survive by what I'm getting ready to do. I have no idea how I'm going to survive. It's just going to be on the good graces of God. Now, try to hear me. Let me try to put it in because you want to hear from John Coleman's mouth 3 minutes into this webcast, and you don't want to hear it from anybody else. I'm not quitting ministry. I'm not getting out of ministry. I'm not negating me being a pastor. I am that. I will no longer be obligatory. I like that term. To people. I want to be obligated just to do what God has called me to do. People don't call me to minister. I can't minister to people. I can't get anyone saved. I can't say whether they're unsaved. I can't control their spiritual lives. If they don't want to grow and come into the knowledge that I've come into of knowing God, that's their bad, not mine. I'm moving on with a smile on my face. I've spoken with pastors, and pastors tell me, John, you got to hang in there with people. You know how people are. No, I don't have to hang in there with people. Bible doesn't tell me I have to hang in there with people when they're asinine, when they're foolish, when they're completely stupid. I don't have to do that. Only an unintelligent person would do something like that. What I desire to do for God is to promote his cause uninhibited by anything. I guess that's the way I can say it. And when you're dealing with professing Christians that are not exactly on the same track that you're on, hear me on this. You're going to be sidetracked. You're just going to be sidetracked because you got to let those people go. So I'm letting everybody go in love. I'm just cutting off everything, and I got to do what God told me to do only. And I'm going to do it as a pastor. I'm going to be an internet pastor. Now, if the internet ever gets shut down, then my ministry is done. If I can't pay what I'm paying to be on the internet to my web server, then ministry is done for me. No, I'm never going to get back into a building church. I will not take a church pastor. No. I would have to have total autonomy. Do you hear me? Total autonomy. In other words, power. There will be no board. There will be nothing. But me preaching and teaching, and you will come in and get it. And if you don't come in and get it, you can get out and stay away from it. But stay away from me. Don't even talk to me. Don't even suggest to me how to do anything, especially if... If you're undegreed, uneducated, and unsophisticated in understanding the call of God in a man of God's life. Don't misread me. John Coleman's not trying to come across like he's Mr. Perfection. And if it's not all about him and it ain't all about nothing. See, you sounding like a female and you're tweaking. And I don't have to give any explanation other than what I've given in this 6 minutes and 38 seconds. I've given you the explanation. I'm doing it. I'm not changing my mind. Please don't try to email me and tell me not to do what I'm doing. Because you're the very person that I'm trying to get away from. I'm trying to do God's work, not yours. Now, I want to say for those of you that think that I'm having problems with some, I'm not having problems with anybody. Nobody's done anything to me to move me into this. I've been headed in this direction for past couple of years. I'm looking at everything. It's just that the more and the more I stay where I am and not making this breakaway move to break away from, and people, let me tell you something, it isn't scary. God is always taking care of me, always taking care of me. Please don't get me wrong. I am going to continue to do my Bible studies out of my home on Wednesdays. Anyone that is Christian enough and that would like to come to my Bible study, sit down, shut up, and listen to the Word of God, are welcome to come to my home. I'm the same person. But after the Bible study and it's time to go, you will go. You will leave. I'm not going to allow people to hang around and talk with me and be friends and be friendly with me unless there is an affinity with that person to be a friend of me. And instead of somebody looking over my shoulder trying to judge me and to complain about me, look, I'm too old for that. I'm going on 70 years old. If you don't know me by now, you will never know me. Teddy Pendergrass, right? But not looking for any comments from anyone. If you would like to pray for me, feel free to do so. I haven't lost my mind. I've been sitting here in the studio thinking about how to say this, and that's why I didn't play an introduction or anything. The only way to say it is to say it. I've had it. I've had it with trying to come up with another template that's going to be successful for those of us that are professing Christians to step out and do what I've done. You know, a pastor friend of mine called me this morning before I made this clip, and he said, John, you think you're having problems. Look at what Jesus had to put up with. No, he did. He quoted the text where Philip said, show us the Father and it'll be sufficient for us, where Jesus said, Philip, have I been so long time with you and you don't know me yet? Did you know that I feel that same frustration around professing Christians? You with me all this time and you're still questioning me. You're still doing things that are so the opposite of who and what I am. Well, as a human being, I don't have to put up with that. Let me put it this way. I don't feel like being persecuted by people that are supposed to be persecuted by the world. That's I was waiting on it. I am tired of being persecuted by people that you would least expect persecution from. Do you get me? So the only way to get away from that is to break off completely. I understand J. Vernon McGee totally going into, you know, 5 years through the Bible just over and over and over until he dies. I understand him fully. Because he was being persecuted by the professors of the faith. This is insanity. You cannot do that. And most of these people that call themselves Christians in these big ministries and everything, that's why they turn into money monger business. You know what a pastor friend of mine told me? He said, John, if you want to tell them people what they want to hear, if you want to get into the scheme, you can make as much money as you want to make. You can have all the friends in the world, and you can do it. I said, I don't want to do that. I only want to do what God wants me to do. Know what he told me? Well, you better do it the way you're thinking about doing it then. Because any other way, these people are going to try to have their way. No. So, if you want to hear about Pastor John and what he has to say on the issue, come to my website. I'm going to try to get somebody to work with me to straighten up my website, and so that I want to keep the sustenance of the material the way it is, and I want to have it set up where you can go every day and hear a fresh new hour or two or maybe 3 hours if the Lord puts it on my heart, because I'm going to work out of this and I want to do this summer. I want to work out of this office here in my home and do this. And because I have my library out in the classroom, I can do some filming out there, put up things for the internet for you on a special thing. I can do special theological assignments, you know, get into those things, investigate it, put it to you in a form so you as an African-American male or female can understand what PJ is saying to you. Doing this in love. The pastor also, pastor friend of mine, I love this brother. There are some good guys out there that I still talk to. And they've gone through too. And, you know, we talk about how, you know, we're struggling with dealing with the black church. Because, you know, black church folk, especially reformed black people want to try to hold you to a European standard. You can't hold me to that. I'm not European. I don't want to think like that. I don't want to think like I'm accountable to the board. What board? The board don't know nothing. You ask them, their heads are spinning. So I don't need to be around any of that. I need to pristinely look at God's word. The Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, not the Quran, not Confucius, not this other stuff. I'm not mixing it with anything. I know how to do the exegesis. I know how to do the exposition. I know how to do it. And if God keeps me healthy, bless the Lord, I'll be doing these things every day. All for his glory. I've already told the two boys standing with me, man, I'm breaking off with this stuff. I'm tired. I'm tired of this. It's just yo-yoing me up and down, up and down. Now, let's get this straight. My Bible study continues. If there are people that would like to come by on a Sunday morning, I even mean this. And Pastor John, what are you doing this Sunday morning? I'm doing my radio webcast. That's how I'll be preaching. I'll be preaching every Sunday morning. I'm still going to be preaching. There will be a brand new, fresh message every Sunday on my website. And if you get a good computer, because I'm going to junk one of these computers that I have today, I'm thinking about going out getting me another one, because this thing is so out of memory and messed up. I'm just going to smash this on the coals of no return and get another computer just so that I can do my emails on that one computer. I'm going to have isolated computers just knowing certain things, trying to document these webcasts, put them up on my main website, keep that web server going, and so people from all over the world can listen to an African-American pastor who is not controlled by anyone but God. because I'm listening to God. That's why you haven't heard from a webcast from me in the past few days, because I'm dealing with how, you know, God is speaking to my heart saying, are you going to continuously stay in foolishness? No, I'm not. Now, what does this mean for the people that I've been shepherding and that I've been, it's time to grow up. I don't know what it means for them. Make it mean whatever you want it to mean, because I'm not responsible for what that means to you. I am responsible to God, just like each of us are. And I think the best way to bring this message home to roost is to start applying this message to myself. And you know, I don't listen to sinners that tell me anything. But one of the young men that stayed with me, he said, that's what you ought to do, man, because you're wasting your time. Now, when a sinner tells me that, and it's true, and see, what I've been trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to, oh no, it's not like that. It's not like, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And that is the pollutants that has come into the church. That is why we have so many people saying, well, what does the pastor say? No. You have to come to the point, what do you say? What do you say? It's interesting. I'll be doing a funeral on Thursday, and I'm going to eulogize this person because I've known this person. This person was a neighbor, a very good friend of mine. I'm not going to put this person in heaven or hell. I'm going to eulogize them the way that a pastor should. And I'm going to talk about the human interaction of human beings. And guess what's going to be the theme of my eulogy? Love. Because I'm going to say, I loved Leo. I didn't just know him. I loved him. I was there at the hospital before he died and rubbed his forehead and held his hand. I loved him. And then I'm going to ask the people, what are you doing here if you didn't love him? If you didn't care for him? This is what this is all about. This isn't about whether he went to heaven or hell. That's between God and Leo, not us. See? Now, that's the kind of person I am. That's the kind of eulogy I give. Because in that way, you bring the person in front-to-front face confrontation with themselves. And you leave them there with that. And I know that some people will say after the ceremony, thank you for not going. I don't do that, man. I'm not trying to get a congregation. I'm not trying to let people know what I think about God. I got on the black robe. I got on all the stuff. You know who I am. You know who I represent. And he is love. He is also judgment, of course. Don't get it twisted. But that is not my purpose, to go there, to do a eulogy. And see, some of you young men need to listen and stop listening to these stupid evangelicals. Totally miss it. Man, you know what? I'm so sick of it. When it comes easy to do what God has told the man of God to do. You know, when God called me years ago, he did not call me to be a negative sounding person threatening somebody with something that somebody else tells me I should threaten them with. That is ridiculous. Now, having said all of that, having said all of that, let me say this. My theme for the lessons, I'm going to try to do it like I did it a number of years ago when God put it on my heart every day to talk about a different kind of subject matter, and so that you can go to that day on Wednesdays, I'll be talking about a particular kind of subject matter, and that way I'll have all my lessons lined up and all the audio lined up and put it up on the website, and so that you can go and listen to what you need to listen to. I've got to get somebody to help me work with this website to put all this stuff in some kind of order, but I'm going to tell you the God's honest truth. I'm not trusting anybody. I don't want to give them my codes to get into my website and do that. These people can destroy me. So I have to do it myself. And why do I say that? Because there's no one that I would trust with my work. No one. I don't think that there is a person that loves me enough that I can trust with my life work to make this work, because they don't know what goes into it. See, I'm at that place, and I'm not frustrated, nor am I angry. As a matter of fact, when I'm doing this webcast right now, I am not angry at all. I'm not frustrated. I am sure. I am determined, because I must get the message out that God wants me to get out. I'm being interfered with it now by Christians. I'm being interfered with by them. And I can't, because they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do with themselves. And that is totally frustrating with me, because if they knew what to do with themselves, they would be the ones doing what I need them to do, and so I can get this done. You see what I'm talking about? And I'm so frustrated with, you guys want to hear something? This is good. For the years that I've been in ministry, even when I was with the vet, what do you think I was training those people at the vet to do? I was training those people in the vet to do what I'm finally making up my mind to do. Gosh, and it took me all these years to come to it. And I keep wondering, I was asking God Sunday afternoon, why do you keep me alive? Seriously, why do you keep me alive? I was weeping in my office. And I said, why don't you kill me? Why don't you let me go be with my wife? You know, I'm tired of this. That nothing is being accomplished. Seems like I'm just spinning my wheels. I'm getting no fulfillment out of anything working with these people. Why won't these people step up? You know why the church can't step up? I'm going to tell you why the church can't step up. Because it's too difficult. They have to make a decision to deny themselves. You can't step up unless you step out of you. And that's what I have to do. Is I have to step out of being associated with the physical human aspects of the called out ones and do what God called me out to do. Okay. Thought about it even more when my neighbor died, because I just got to tell you the truth. I believe that his death was a premature departure. That if he had taken care of business, and that is the bottom line, then he would have been here a little bit longer in this life. And if you hear a truck in the background, you know, and the street sweeper comes through and he puts water in his truck, I think that's what he's doing out here. You know, I don't have a soundproof studio. Oh, thank goodness he's turning the corner. All right. I didn't want water to be spewed everywhere. Damn, these new trucks too. Haven't seen them like that. Wow. But if you get my drift, that's what I'm saying. I want to, you know, so I've got to do that. So a few things are going to be changed, and I'm going to have to share this with all the people in the Anselm Bible Fellowship. I'm really trusting God to help me survive here. I think I can make my house note and the other things if I just work this little job that I'm working. I thought that for the rest of my life that I would be able to do God's work and I'd have just a handful of people that could secure my life as I did this, but I can't do it with the kinds of people that I have with me, because I'm not getting ahead. I'm not getting ahead. And what I mean by getting ahead, the work is not being done that I need to get done for God. It's just not. It's too much frustration coming in from other areas. And I have to get away from all that frustration. And it has nothing to do with any lone individuals at all. And I'll make that perfectly clear. It has to do with the whole thing. Home churching is a great thing to do. Just great. I'll still be doing it, doing my Bible studies. And, you know, when people, if people say, well, I hear that you're, no, don't call me your pastor anymore. I'm not your pastor. All right. If you need counseling in an area, I'll try to help you if I think I have some expertise to help you with it biblically. This is what the Bible says. Boom, 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 boom. But I'm going to tell them, you're on your own. Okay. If somebody says, do you have a pastor? You don't have to tell them that John Coleman is your pastor. You don't have to do that. You can say that John Coleman is a man that helps me with my understanding of the Bible. That's nice. Well, is he your pastor? No, he don't want to be. See, that's what I'm talking about. What do you mean he doesn't want to be? He doesn't want to be. Is he a pastor? Yes, he is. But he's not my pastor. Why? Because I don't need him as my pastor. He's given me what I needed. And what's that? The Word of God. The Lord is my shepherd, not John. I shall not want. He, who, the Lord, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He, who's he, the Lord. Is that John Coleman? No. Restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why is that? Because thou wilt comfort me. Who is thou? That's God, not John Coleman. God's rod and God's staff, they shall be my comfort, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Oh, is that Pastor John's ministry? Oh, no, 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 no. The house of the Lord is where Jesus is all the days of my life. Let's get that psalm right. See, I got it right. And since I read the Bible right, know the Bible right, I'm not that shepherd. I may be an under-shepherd, but when the sheep's not listening closely to what the under-shepherd is saying, he got to leave that flock right where they are and going out there and do what God called him to do. And God called me to shepherd. And not to shepherd a bunch of billy goats. And I'm not saying that about the church. I'm just saying that, you know what? Come on now. Come on. I'll never forget when that Looney Tune preacher was talking about the world was coming to an end and all these. I'll never forget one Sunday. It was so many people coming to my house. Another person couldn't come in. Had people bringing people in wheelchairs. I said, what the heck is this? All over some soothsayer that said that the world was coming to an end. And I asked the people that was gathering, what do you care if the world does come to an end? We were sent here to die. What's the problem? See, show me some Christians that can face death on their own. Face it. Look forward to it. Now, somebody would say to me, well, Pastor John, see, they need a shepherd like you because, see, these people are not strong enough to make it on their own. They're going to make it without me. See, and if you're a good parent, you know, that's where you force a child to become an adult or to grow up, don't you? You know, you take the papillon out of their mouth. You take that porridge away from them. You leave them with nothing. So often I tell the boys, if you come here and don't see any food in the house, that's for a good reason. I got food in this house. I got food whenever I want to eat, I can eat. You just don't see me eating when you're trying to eat, because I don't eat what you eat, but I eat. I like the way Jesus put it. He says, I have meat to eat of that you do not know about. See, I get my fulfillment from fulfilling God's will in my life. I don't know where church people get their fulfillment from. I really don't. See, because Jesus taught me that example when you read the book of John. When they came back, when he went on into Smyrna or whatnot and came back and saw him talking with that woman at the well. And they was trying to say, come on and sit down and eat. Jesus said, I've already eaten. I've been eating. I've been feasting. Now, how many years has the church been told, You should be doing the will of your Father, and you keep coming back Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and not getting any better. Same mess, same mess. It's like you stuck on ignorant. Well, hey, I'm not going to be that. So your comments are welcome. If you'd like to come into this 30-minute webcast, I welcome your comments, but that's where I'm headed. I'm going to break the news to my board, and no anger or anything like that. I know that I'm probably cutting off some financial support for my life. It has nothing to do with what anybody's said and done. This has been developing in my mind for the past 2 years. It has. And it's time for me to just go through with it. The reason that it's difficult for me to go through with it is because I've been a conventional pastor since 1982. It is now 2012. And that's very difficult for me to change my occupational anxieties at this age in my life. I need Jesus to walk with me and talk with me and tell me that I'm his own. Because I know that in doing this, it's more than a leap of faith. I'm going to follow God. I got to do what God tells me to do. And I can't do what he tells me to do when I'm locked on stupid. And that's what I feel like I am when I'm dealing with stuff that is completely asinine to me. So that's it. Love to hear your comments. I really would. Look for the next webcast very shortly coming up right after this. Got a lot of papers to grade and other things to do in the office, but hopefully before another playoff game comes on tonight, I'll get a chance to do the Theological Tuesdays for you. God bless you. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay into the Word. Hey, for sure, that's what I'm going to do.